Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hey, Rob.
Before I get into it, can I just say what an amazing tune that was?
Isn't it gorgeous?
Cool.
So beautiful. They were all beautiful songs.
Yeah. Right. And also, before I get into it, I want to say happy birthday to Louis.
Happy birthday, Louis.
Happy birthday.
Not doing very well. And I've got a special little treat for you. Happy birthday to you. Squash tomatoes and stew. Bread and butter in the gutter. Happy birthday to you. There you go.
I have never seen you sing like that before, Rob. It was a tear to my eye. Yeah. Truly beautiful. Right. What are we talking about,
okay,
in the Mind Trench?
When I start looking at something to talk about here, I always obviously look for something a bit different that I could put my spin on it and maybe have a bit of a laugh.
All right.
But not today.
Ooh.
Not in this bit, because sometimes you just got to say stuff and let it.
We're getting
just
serious
sit there.
On the Mind Trench.
Okay. The University of Tasmania have just released a study of the most comprehensive ever completed of lost fishing equipment. They used standardised interviews with 451 commercial fishers, that's for people that go fishing, in seven countries, asking them what was being lost. Those countries were USA, Morocco, Indonesia, Peru, Iceland and New Zealand. They were chosen because they have the fishing industry's. They used the most fishing methods.
Fishing methods.
Yeah.
Nice.
So what they done was they matched those interviews with data on the amount of commercial fishing globally to estimate what's lost.
Oh, God, I can already tell this is going to get bleak very quickly.
Okay, 78,000 square kilometres of purse seine nets and gill nets.
Oh, God.
250 square k's of bottom trawl nets. 740,000 k's of main long lines.
Well, you're talking about kilometres of netting that's just floating around in the sea. Oh, no.
15.5 million k's of branch lines, 13 billion long line hooks and 25 million traps and pots.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
But these things are designed to catch and kill animals, right? They lose them and they're still floating about doing it. It's just outrageous.
Not great, no.
And that's just an estimate.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It could be a lot more than that. I shouldn't think it's less. But they said that there are solutions to try and stop it.
Okay, that's
right?
Good to know.
Local governments introduce a buyback thing of older fishing gear, because that's what seems to get lost most.
Yeah, fair enough. Got a rusty bit of metal fall off.
And tags and labels should be attached to gear as well, so then you're responsible for it.
Like the thing that your mum puts in the back of your school jumper.
Yeah, please return to John and the fishing company, or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
And
but
then his mum's mobile number underneath.
Yeah, but this, I just... And there was a couple of things that I could have made a slight joke out of or made light of on the article I read, but I thought, no, I can't do that. That's just...
Sometimes you just got to hit them with the cold, hard truth, Rob. You really do.
Right.
Do you have a poem for us today?
No, I've got another real quickie I could. This is what I talked about. Revisiting the story of the American company that wants to bring back the woolly mammoth.
Oh, that's
remember?
Right. Yes. Throwback.
They also want to bring back Tasmanian tigers and dodos.
Oh, I'd actually love to see a dodo. I'd be so into that.
And a little Tassie tiger.
But the CIA are now getting involved, right? They're funding research into resurrecting extinct animals. Apparently, you've got to say that if you say CIA, because that's a trigger word. There'll be satellites like
beeping
around all over the place.
They're climbing the scaffolding outside beefing right now with their binoculars. They're watching you, Rob.
Anyway,
good. Another listener.
For their part, the CIA is less interested in mammoths than it is in the underlying genetic engineering technology that the company intends to develop.
No.
So it's less about the mammoths and more about the capability. That doesn't sound sinister, does it?
No, not at all. That'll be fine, surely.
But for me, if you're going to spend that sort of money, right, let's protect what we've got.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not that hard. Rather than have a bunch of confused ones wandering about, wondering what's going on.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, dodos not famed for their intelligence anyway.
And they taste really nice. Apparently, that's why they disappeared, because They kept trying to bring them back to the UK to put in a zoo, and they run out of food.
And they'd eat
and
the dodo.
They'd eat them.
Oh, well, that does look juicy.
And plus as well, mammoths disappeared. It had nothing to do with man. It was because of global warming at that period of time. So great, bring them back when we got global warming. Why would you do it?
Yeah, just leave those woolly mammoths alone.
Like, why? We've been through this.
We're extinct. Just let us just sleep, you know?
So they'll be confused. I don't know what's going on.
Leave those woolly mammoths alone.
Yeah, so that's it. I'm sure it's a bit... But we need to know this depressing stuff.
We do.
The CIA just... They're doing my head in
I don't
now.
Trust them.
I would love to see one ounce of the CIA, Rob. I would back you in that fight all the way. You've picked us a bit of Yard Act this morning.
I can't get enough of this song. I just
it's
love
bloody
it, 100%
good.
Endurance.
Very small bit of swearing in this, just a heads up in advance.
Oh,
just a little bit. You're on BFM.
I was woken by a bang, and I could already taste the pain, the sudden fear that grips and shakes you when you face the truth. Whose sofa was this? Where were my shoes? What did we do last night? I don't remember leaving Nathan's house. Oh yeah, how could I forget why my pants were soaking wet when we'd been pissing ourselves laughing at the news? Did you see it too? It was incredible, they played it on a loop. We couldn't believe it. Basically, they discovered that there were others just like us, other beings, other creatures, other planets and other species who had other gods that they believed in. And they interviewed all of them, and every one of them, not one, could give any hint of a clue what they were doing here either. It's all so pointless. It is. And that's beautiful. I find it humbling, sincerely, yeah. When you're gone, it brings me peace of mind to know that this will all just carry on with someone else. Now we're off to meet them, so pack your weapons. Don't want them thinking they can pull a fast one on us now, do we, Graham?
It's all right, I've got my wars and I've had our dinners.
Sure you have, but the key to peace lies within us, and we'd already have achieved it if everyone was as enlightened as me. It's hippie bullshit, but it's true. Watch me explode. But it's not though, is it? It's really real, and when you feel it, you can really feel it. Grab somebody that you love, grab anyone who needs to hear it, and shake them by the shoulders, scream in their face. Death is coming for us all, but not today. Today you're living it, hey, you're really feeling it. Give it everything you've got, knowing that you can't take it with you, and all you ever needed to exist has always been within you. Give me some of that good stuff, that human spirit. Cut it with 100% endurance.
That is such a lovely song, Rob. 100%
Beautiful.
Endurance by Yard Act, who are playing at Laneway, which is really cool, coming in January. So if you've got yourself a Laneway ticket, add them to your list of people to go and see.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you, Rob, and thank you,